Salvage. Trade. Adapt. Survive. This is Core Space. Space. Many of the galaxy's inhabitants live in artificial constructs out in space. Although planets are common, they rarely present ideal conditions. The Pan-Species Accord bans the colonization of planets with existent life, leaving nothing but unappealing dead worlds, barren rocks, and ice balls to choose from. Terraforming is a slow and costly business, and often many generations will live on a world before it is considered viable. The galaxy's inhabitants live in a wide variety of habitats, ranging from planets to space stations. Humans tend to live on planets comparable to Earth or space stations that provide gravity and day-night cycles, with other species finding analogs to their own homeworlds. Habitats can range from luxurious to outright squalid. The rich and powerful want for nothing, living in high-rise towers within cities and manor houses in the often artificial countryside. The poor commonly live in a more modest style, in a single room or dormitory, particularly in built-up areas. Settlements tend to be farmsteads or shanty towns, or tightly packed hive cities. Traders often sleep aboard their ships, where space is at a premium. Even a captain may consider himself lucky to sleep under a bulkhead. Many stations are known as platforms and are most commonly used as bases for colonial expansion and construction, or as hubs for interplanetary trade. They are extremely large, usually at least a mile long, and they spin to create artificial gravity. They resemble a giant aircraft carrier in space, spinning end over end in orbit around a star or planet. They differ from monolithic spaceships by not having any form of thrusters, but the essential idea isn't that different. Despite their size, platforms are modular, temporary structures that can be dismantled or abandoned after their primary role becomes redundant. The most common form of space stations for humans are hive stations. Most hive stations use the same basic design, which resembles a set of drums rotating on a central spindle set to 1G. Hives have an Earth-approximate day-night cycle, and are large enough for people to live their entire lives on board. The hives in the heart of the human sector are the size of cities, and are anchored to important gravity wells in space, such as Lagrange points. In the fringes, the hives tend to be smaller and anchored to obscure moons, and they also tend to be more rotten and run down, with poor policing. The Galactic Crime Commission is a conglomerate of law enforcement agencies comprised from the member species of the Accords. Although well-funded, it is almost toothless. In reality, resources are thin. When stretched across the entire galaxy, and every world must see to its own needs. The GCC are often relegated to the sidelines, doing nothing more than monitoring for and bureaucratically logging major transgressions. The Galactic Corps aren't the only military organization in the galaxy. Indeed, many of the wealthier planets in the human sector have their own standing armies and interstellar navies, and even the poorer planets may have security forces. However, most of the military only operate within their own star systems, usually to quell unrest or in time of civil war, whereas the Galactic Corps is the only militia that spans the known galaxy. Core Space by Battle Systems. Follow us on Podbean at Indie Invasion. Prepare yourself for the invasion.